Jay Day. And welcome to Baba G the Caveman, my spiritual seed of comedy on King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Baba G, and I am a spiritual advisor on King and your host for today's program. And Dr. Uma is also my co-host. If you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on King, go to theking.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute for those advisors who offer it, and other offers as well. So King has improved in the advertise a lot on TV and radio and multimedia. So watch for those things and get all these offers and be benefited. God laughter? Remember, laugh more. Babaji's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Babaji's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my 7:30 airtime Sunday show. And we are honored and happy to guide and serve you. Love one another and take care of each other. Shay Babaji is here. I kick your crutches. Now, Dr. Uma is going to have sharing some of her experiences. Please go ahead, Dr. Uma.
Thank you, Babaji. Hi, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good February. And February is the month of love, and we are going to talk about the big L, the big love, okay? And there are two practices that you can do to connect to the big L. So both of them cultivate the feeling of unity, and it bypasses the ego, which is always the thing that separates people from one another, okay? So the first practice is recognizing that the awareness in another person is the same awareness as in you. Think about that for a second. The second practice goes right to the heart of your sense of lack, to the secret feeling of not having enough love to give. Okay, so this is a great lie, because the feeling of separation is the delusion of being unloved or cut off from love, or there's not enough love to go around. You ever feel that way? You feel like, oh my gosh, they're getting more love than me, or that person's getting less love, oh poor baby, right? And so this is all an illusion. So people pass on the sense of lack to others, so that even when you try to give love, what comes out is anxiety and clinging, because they don't feel like they have enough love. So one thing you could do is you can close your eyes for a moment and imagine you're sitting in the center of a vast flow of love. It's like water passing like a gentle wind. And like water or wind, you know, all of that is completely inexhaustible. So whether you actually feel this love or not, keep imagining that it's flowing towards you and into you. So another way to receive love is to imagine that just outside the window of your room sits a compassionate and loving being. Could be Buddha, could be Jesus, could be Babaji, right? Someone wise or incredibly forgiving. This person is watching you through the window and surrounds you with sweetness. So allow yourself to receive the love that's flowing towards you from this being. If thoughts come up to block it, like, oh, I don't deserve it, or it's not real, or something like that, notice them and let them go as you might in meditation. You say thinking. And then breathe through it. The only thing you got to do is receive. So when you open your eyes, look around you with the thought that the love you have been contemplating is still flowing towards you from wherever you see from the air itself. The great love, the great L, the love is present in everything. Okay, that's the truth. Peeking out throughout every moment in which we feel a spark of tenderness or affection. And any glimmer of love that is a spark from that fire leads us back to it. That's the truth. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Babaji will be taking calls now. Thank you. Oh, also,
we're going to take some calls.
Yeah.
You know, on the note that also always be grateful for what you got.
for what you have and not be desperate or complaining about what you don't have or what you want, but focus on what you really spiritually need to be positive and count your blessings.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be a mathematician to know arithmetic.
Which comes back to the great love, right, Babaji? Which is like that love never goes away, ever. So anything else is an illusion. Right. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Always give more than what you take. And so you always, you know, but if you just take all the time, then there is no balance. There is no give and take. So that's why universe is not going to be supporting you. If you just take free things, free, and then never give back. So we should always be reciprocative in love. Love is give and take. You see, a dog, you give love and they give back love. It's always a give and take. So there is balance, but only when, you know, amongst humans, when somebody from their mother or father or friends take, it drains that person's energy and it's one way. Then there is no balance. Then there is unhappiness. You see? So now we take caller, please. Yes. So, go ahead. Mm-hmm. The first caller. Yes. Hello. You are on air. Go ahead. Hello. We come back to this caller. All right. Okay. Okie doke. Now, we go to second caller.
Hello, Babaji.
Hello,
Barbara.
Yes,
Barbie
doll. How are you? fine.
Doing good.
To have you on
Doing
air
good.
Again. Most welcome.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead, darling.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
I'm grateful to be
how
on the...
How are your puppies doing? You're most welcome. Most welcome. You are very positive.
They're wonderful.
Generous and kind. So what is your question? How are your puppies doing? Good?
Puppies are doing really good, but they take too.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Go ahead.
It's always them first. It's always them first.
Of course. Yes, of course.
Of
I love dogs. Yeah.
I know. So do I. Thank you.
Dogs. 15 dogs. We feed them. And then you're trying to find home for them. They never want to leave. I wonder why.
No, of course. So. They got it too good with you.
All right. So
you and Dr. Uma
question,
take
darling.
Good care. That's right.
Oh, yes. Thank you. You're very lovely.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You guys are great. So thank you, Babaji. My question tonight is, as I'm on my job search, is...
Mm-hmm.
A couple jobs have come up around the university, and I'm wondering if that is something that I should take a look at with my background.
Yes, absolutely. The opportunity there is immense, and you should take advantage of these two opportunities coming, as you are very positive, positive mental attitude. Like I always say, attitude is all important.
Yes.
In search of job or search of, you know, partner or twin flame, that positivity and love that you put into the universe, it comes back thousandfold. And that's the formula. It's not what I say. It's the formula of the universe. And our formula for all the beings, you know, the dogs, animals, as well as human beings, what you put into the universe, that's what you get back. So it's like you get back good karma. So this good karma of yours, you being so benevolent, beautiful, kind individual all the time, and being positive and appreciative of God's blessing grace. So you are going to get these jobs and also more jobs, yes. And then you wouldn't know what to do with them. I would say do two of them if you can. And then it's like sometimes, you know, you don't get any boyfriend. Oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, two of them show up at the same time. And then you say, what should I do? I say, grab both of them. Juggle both. And then, yeah, go for it. Yes. And then
that's
your
right.
hands are full. It says, oh, my God, my hands are full. Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Awesome stuff. So there's no problem. So just enjoy
okay.
and receive what comes from God. And I'm just a messenger. I don't, you know, I'm just a messenger, and I can tell you what the destiny of individuals are. But the free will is very important that individuals need to understand. Individuals have free will to change and disturb and deviate from the path of destiny. So if they make a wrong choices versus, you know, right choices and unwise decisions versus wise decisions, it is their doing. And most of the people are doing unwise stuff and make wrong choices. And so it's not the fault of God. They shouldn't be blaming God. And especially not the messenger of the God, Babaji, because
that's right.
Because they are making wrong choices. They throw negative energy, desperation, anger, and you know, depression, anxiety, and ungratefulness. These energies bounce back. It's like mirrors back. You get bad karma for doing that instead of trying to bring peace and love and appreciation into your work and your energy, then, you know, what you get is what you created. But it's not God's fault. We can't, if good things happen to you, you know, oh, yeah, God or Jesus Christ, you know, thank you, awesome, nice. But if something bad happens, oh, people blame God or Jesus Christ or you know, Buddha or, you know, whatever, you know. And then, that's not a proper attitude, right? So, that's individuals doing. So, that's what, you know, what you put out, you get that good karma back or bad karma back. So, you know, thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
We are out of time.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much. We are great. A radio show today and so on and so forth in future as well. So
thank you
everybody, and I wish you all the best and goodbye, my dear ones, as always, and we see you next week. So remember, laugh more.
Yeah.